19 minutes before the hour, let's send it back to John Boggs and more of the Breakfast Club from the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland.
Good morning, Jeff. We're here with Larry Kinnear and Pauline Fowler from State of the Heart Hospice. And it's beautiful on the north side of Portland. I don't know what it's like at the studios, but the sun's out here, not a cloud in the sky, and you can't believe it's March. It's just unbelievable.
Now, have you mowed your yard yet?
No, but you know what? I turned on my air conditioning yesterday. I'm embarrassed to say it, but my home was so hot last evening. I turned on the air and had a nice sleep with the air on, then I had to turn it off this morning. But we're here with Larry Kinnear and Paula Fowler from State of the Heart. Larry, tell us about, you have something coming up which I think is, it's just a great service from State of the Heart.
It is, John. I want to tell you how good it is to be here again this morning, and good to tell people in our Indiana community about Camp Bearable, which is we'll be doing for our 12th year this year, and it's a camp for children who are grieving the loss of a loved one, and it's for kids 6 to 15, and it's free. Mm-hmm. We have usually between 40 and 50 youngsters attend this camp. Mm-hmm. And maybe I should back up just a little bit and tell you just a bit about State of the Heart and why we do what we do. But we've been around for more than 30 years, actually, and we provide hospice care to families and their patients and patients in eastern Indiana and western Ohio. We have an office here in Portland. We have one in Greenville and one also in Coldwater. But an important part of what we do is bereavement support, and mm-hmm. that's where the camp comes in. It's very important. We offer bereavement support to adults and to children, but this camp is especially designed for the child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where is the camp held?
We held the camp at the Spiritual Center of Maria Stein.
Okay.
And we've held it there every year. It's worked out beautifully. It's a very nice facility. And the camp is a mix, John, of fun and games, mixed with some serious dialogue. Each of the children has a specially trained buddy assigned to them. Through the weekend, the buddy will perhaps engage them in some serious dialogue, some serious conversation. What we find happens for many of these kids, this is the first time they've actually talked about grief and loss mm-hmm. and really got it out of their system, how they feel about the loss of a brother, a grandparent, a classmate. So, and the other thing is, this is what the children say, it's a safe environment. They're mm-hmm. surrounded by supportive adults. They're surrounded by their peers. And practically every one of them, they do an evaluation when they finish the camp. Practically every one of them said, I thought I was the only one who felt this way.
Yeah.
And then I got there and I found out there were 40 other kids that felt the same way I did.
Yeah. What age groups are we talking about?
We start at 6 to 15, and we've had sometimes we've had maybe three siblings from one family.
Really?
They'll go to camp. Mm-hmm. And one of the problems we had is the kids enjoy the camp so much that they kept wanting to come back. And so we've had to limit that somewhat. But it's a positive experience. They come in on a Friday night, and Paul and Marlene Black, who is our camp director, she said, you know, they'll be a little bit shy, a little bit reluctant to talk on Friday evening, but by Saturday, mm-hmm. you can't shut them up. Mm-hmm. They're very open, and they're very, very much into talking about camp, about some fun they're having, and then they also talk about somebody they lost that meant a lot to them. They do a bonfire on Saturday night, then on Sunday they have a balloon launch. And it's sort of an emotional, dramatic picture in a sense, because the kids all attach a special message to a balloon, and then they do a release of those balloons in the afternoon, and they all go into the sky with special messages. Wow. So it's just a great experience for people, and we have volunteers who help about that, and Pauline is going to talk a little bit more about our volunteer needs, and of course, our volunteers for camp, they go through a special orientation and training particularly designed for camp. So those volunteers are different, but it's a positive experience. Oftentimes the volunteers say they get so much out of it themselves, and they learn from the kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So what do people have to do to find out more information, see if they qualify? Or?
Well, actually, it's pretty easy. That we have an application online, so they need to go to our website, which is www.stateoftheheartcare.org, and they'll be able to download that application, fill it out, because you do have to register in order to go to camp, and send that in to us. You'll also see some information on there, maybe how you might get in touch with Marlene Black. And also, if you feel you would like to talk with somebody, you know, you can always access us through the webpage, find out the phone number and so forth, and give us a call and talk to Marlene and see if your family will be appropriate. We take any child, you know, it doesn't matter if they've had hospice care in their family or not. As a matter of fact, we had nearly 40 youngsters last year, and out of those 40 youngsters, 33 of them had no association with hospice.
Wow.
They lost a parent maybe in a traffic accident, maybe it was a farm accident. We've had suicide, we've had homicide situations, but these kids all share that common need, and that is a need to talk about their grief and loss.
Sure, sure. Okay, so that's State of the Heart, Camp Bearable, July 13 through 15, 2012.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Pauline Fowler. And Pauline, before we leave, I want to publicly apologize for butchering your name three times on the air, but I will get it right before we come back.
Thanks, John.
All right. Jeff, back to you, and we'll talk to Pauline in a little bit here.